Preserving forests will be a huge debate in Copenhagen. Poor countries want wealthier countries to compensate them for not cutting the forest for lumber and to convert it to farmland. To find out why that might be important, you have to visit a place like this peat forest on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. Forests like this one are home to orangutans, Sumatran tigers, and Asian elephants. But these forests may be more important for what lies beneath their marshy floors. The peat is composed of thousands of years' worth of organic material. Indonesia's peat forests are storage units for much of the world's carbon, and they're being destroyed at an alarming rate. Not far down the road, Bustar Maitar looks out on a charred landscape. He works for Greenpeace Indonesia. You'd never know a forest stood here just a few months ago.
It's the normal ecosystem here. It's the normal forest here.
Only a few burnt tree trunks are standing. Maitar says this fire has been burning for a month.
Fire is coming not from in the top of the ground, but the haze is coming from inside. It means it's the underground fire, especially in peatland, and underground fire is very difficult to handling.
Indonesia's peat forests are rapidly being logged, drained, and burned in order to clear the land for tree farms and palm oil plantations. The peat can be dozens of feet deep. When it's burned, the carbon it's been storing is released as carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. All of that burning peat has made Indonesia the world's third largest emitter of CO2. Until recently, industrialized nations topped the list of greenhouse gas emitters. Now the United States shares that short list with developing nations like China, India, and Brazil. As these countries industrialize, demand for timber and open space has stripped many of their forests bare. But leaders of developing countries insist their nations should be allowed to do what it takes to build their economies, even if that leads to climate change. Paul Wynn works on forest and climate issues for Greenpeace. He says the only alternative is for wealthy countries to pay developing countries to slow their emissions.
If the industrialized world is serious about climate change, it's essential. It just has to be.
Wynn says wealthy countries have pledged $45 billion so far to help poor countries reduce emissions. But he says that's just a start.
If you compare that to what the industrialized world spent on protecting its banks and its financial institutions during the financial crisis, it's a pittance. And it's far more essential that they do it now, because these forests are threatened and the emissions that go up into the atmosphere are going to come back and bite the industrialized world if they don't fund its protection.
Some of the funding plans on the table at Copenhagen would still involve drastic changes to the world's forest ecosystems. The UN's current plan would give pulp and paper corporations in Indonesia carbon credits to convert peat forests into acacia plantations. Wynn says that's the opposite of what needs to happen. Greenpeace and other environmental groups want industrialized countries to fund a moratorium on logging in countries like Indonesia. One complicating factor is the rampant corruption in many developing countries.
It is a concern. I would imagine that's why many of the industrialized countries haven't yet committed to funding.
Wynn says a thorough verification process would ensure that if countries allowed logging, they'd have to repay donor nations. Wynn is in Copenhagen to promote forest protection in the developing world. He says he doesn't expect anything major to come out of the conference, but hopefully it'll lay some groundwork. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.